Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Give you and you alone all the praise, all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a special song from a friend, amen, all the way from Santa Fe Springs. She's going to come minister a song. Come on. You're not going to sing no more? She lied to me. No, I'm just praying. She's a good friend of ours. Amen. Come in. To visit us this weekend, man. What a great time you ladies had. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. I was getting the overflow of it a little bit. Amen. And I am tired. Amen. Just serving coffee and give me this, give me that. I got attacked because I put the stuff away. Amen. Like, where is it? Calm down. All right. but they had a great time. Amen. And so I just want to thank everyone in this house, amen, that helped put this together, all those that came out to be part of this year's conference that was laid upon my wife's house, heart, amen, I'm renewed, amen, the speakers that came out, everyone that I crossed paths with, amen, were so blessed by the house, blessed by everything. So thank you for all those that came out to put the butterflies up and all the little things. Amen. I tore some things down this morning, but all the work that goes into it. There's a lot of work that goes into planning a conference. Amen. And so I just want to thank you ladies for all your hard work. And of course, I want to thank our own pastor. Amen. Come on, Pastor Maria. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, stand up, girl. Stand up. Come on. Hallelujah. Were you ladies blessed? Come on, if you were blessed, stand up. Hallelujah. Come on. She did it for you guys. Amen. She blessed you. And it was a great theme that was placed upon her heart. The selection of the speakers, amen, were all for you guys. And so it takes a lot of work into this. Amen. So it's just not just planning it. It's not just saying, okay, this is a cool theme. There's a lot of prayer and labor that goes into it. And she paid the price for that. And prayed it and did it through a time of difficulty. And that's the best thing, that when you can go through a storm and go through a hard time and it comes out like gold, it's worth it. Right? Come on, I said it's worth it, amen. Sometimes we complain so much in the storm, but God's doing something in the storm. And so don't complain about your storm. God is about to do something when you get out of that storm. And so focus on what is good, not what's on bad. Come on, there's a lot of bad everywhere, right? Yeah. Come on, we got bad all the time, but we never celebrate the good that we have around us. Yeah. You know, we wake up complaining, but you woke up. Come on, hallelujah. So that's something to be happy about, amen. There's some other folks that did not wake up this morning. And so be glad and rejoice in what you see, not what you don't see. Amen. God is good. And all the time. Amen. Real quick, just a little footnote, amen. Anyone that wants to be an usher in this house, amen, whether you're new to PCLV, whether you've been here for a while, when you were once doing it and not doing it right now, amen, we really need a need there. And so I'm going to be holding a meeting next Sunday. And if you want to be part of that, there are some things that we need to go over. But I really need men that will just say, hey, you can count on me. Amen. And so if you want to be part of that, show up next Sunday. We'll be after service. And we'll meet in room 2, amen. And so I just want to go over some things, amen, and build our men to serve the house. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're in a new series right now. It's called the I series. And I'm going to try to go through this really quickly today, amen, and get you guys out, amen, and just enjoy your weekend, amen. It's been a tiring weekend, amen. I mean, the ladies were here, but I mean, I came here and I'm tired, amen. Hallelujah. I mean, the ladies will tire you out, amen. I'm not trying to be mean, amen, but man, I mean, I can handle one, but handle 45 of them, 50, hey, it's a little bit much, amen. So Praise the Lord, amen. So God kind of stretched me to this weekend, amen. But I did it because I love you ladies, amen. And I want to make sure that you guys are well taken, so taken care of. So me and Pastor Vic and just wanted just to make sure you guys were served and everybody didn't have to do anything as far as that part of the service. I wanted you guys to go worship, amen, do things. I release usherettes at the door. And I said, don't worry, go get your praise on, girl. I'll take care of the door, amen. And so I was security. Yeah, I was me, amen, during that weekend. I was a coffee person, amen. I was a water person. I was the throwing away trash person, amen. All of it, both of us, amen. Pastor Vic, too, amen. They came in and said, man, you did a great job. I said, Pastor Vic, too, amen. You know, it's just not me, amen. But we were glad to do that, amen. And it really came upon my heart to do that. So, and then you guys, your men were taking care of your own babies. And we had some men that went to the mountains, amen. And so there was a little limitation of men. So I had to step up and say, all right, I gotta put my little towel and say, you know, how can I serve you? And that was me this weekend, amen. So let me tell you, I'm a servant before I'm anything. I mean, I may have a title of a pastor, amen, an overseer, my wife and I, but bottom line, I am a servant of the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so right now we're in the I series, amen, and we're taking a journey and we're discovering each area of our life that will help us to be a better example, amen. How many want to be a better example? Hallelujah. The world needs better examples, amen. And so we're talking about us. We're talking about you. We're talking about we, amen. We're talking about I. Somebody say I. Amen. Last week I ministered on I build. Somebody say I build. Come on. If you missed that, you can catch it on our podcast, amen, on Real Faith Radio. That way you can catch up to where we're at in our series, amen. This is the second part of the series. And so today I want to minister on I follow. Somebody say shout out, I follow.
I follow.
Amen. How many know that we need some followers? Come on, somebody. Turn to our text, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. And it says this, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Amen. Sometimes we follow the trends of life, right? Things are going on in life. Amen. Whether you were growing up in the 80s and so forth, in 90s, you had hip hop and break. I don't know if anyone was a break locker here. Amen. Or whatever it is called. Amen. Spinning on the flip, pop lockers, there you go, break lockers, I don't know. There was break dancing, amen, hallelujah. Come on, we had break dancers, amen. I think I've seen a couple of videos of Zen break dancing, amen. But we had pop lockers and all this other stuff. And sometimes we can go through the trends of life, right? We kind of follow what everybody's doing and these things that are happening in life, amen. And so, and then sometimes we just follow other people. Right? Other people that try to set the examples for others. But Paul here says, follow my example as I follow Christ. Last week, amen, I said that we're not perfect, amen. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, amen. And we know that definitely they're not perfect over there. Did they see me? No. Nobody's perfect. Somebody say, I'm not perfect.
I'm not perfect.
We're not perfect, amen. But I believe that all of us here, despite of where we are in our lives and levels of our lives or levels of Christianity or how long you've been saved, I think that all of us here can be an example. Can somebody say yes?
Yes.
Somebody say, I follow.
I follow.
Amen. I want to share a story with you, amen. The story goes like this. It's late fall, and the Indians of a remote reservation in South Dakota asked their new chief, new guy comes on the scene, amen. He says, they said to, if the coming winter was going to be cold or mild. But since he was a modern day chief, he had never been taught the old secrets to look up in the sky. He couldn't tell whether the winter was going to be like that. He was never taught those traditions. But to be on the safe side, he told the tribe that the winter indeed was going to be cold. And that he had the members of the village to collect a lot of firewood to be prepared. But being a practical leader, after several days, he got an idea. He called the National Weather Service, and he asked if the coming winter was going to be cold. And the meteorologist, amen, that guy, amen, at the weather service, amen, responded, it looks like the winter is going to be quite cold. So the chief went back to his people and told them, collect even more firewood in order to be prepared. A week later, he called the National Weather Service again. And they says, are you sure? Is it going to be cold? And he says, yes. And so he said, it's going to be very cold. So the chief went back again and told his people and ordered them to collect every scrap of firewood that they could find. 2 weeks later, the chief called the National Weather service again. Are you absolutely sure that the winter is going to be very cold? Absolutely, the man replied. It looks like it's going to be one of the coldest winters I have ever seen. How can you be so sure? The chief asked. The weatherman replied, the Indians are collecting firewood like crazy. For some of you guys that don't know what I'm talking about, you'll catch on the way home, amen? But the question is, who is following who? Come on. Doesn't life feel something like that at times, amen? I was following you. I thought I was following you. You know, we were trying to find out life, amen. And you see, in life, we can follow many things. We can follow many people. But today, I want to talk about following Jesus, following Christ, amen. The Bible speaks about being a follower of Christ. He invites us to follow, amen. And throughout the scriptures, Jesus calls us to follow him. In Matthew chapter 4:19, it says this. He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew chapter 8:22 says this. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, let the dead bury their own dead. In Luke chapter 9:23, he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In Matthew chapter 10:38 says, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Come on. There was an old song, amen. Have you been saved long enough, amen? I know Pastor Vic knows this song, amen, myself. A few of the old tribe, old school guys here, amen. There was a song that we sang back in the day, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Come on. No turning back. And there was a point, another part of the song that says, though none go with me, still I will follow. Come on, though none go with me, I still will follow. Amen. Come on. It's about following Christ, church. Come on. In all these scriptures I just read, Jesus is calling us. Jesus is calling me. Jesus is calling you to follow him. Amen. The definition of follow is this. Come after, pursue, to engage, to accept as authority, obey, to copy, to imitate, to keep the mind on, to follow an example set. Being a follower back in the Bible days was also being known as a disciple. Amen. The definition of disciple is to learn by the use of practice, a follower of teaching, one who accepts the spreading of the doctrine. Amen. The gospel. Come on. Are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Come on. Let me tell you what true is first before you answer that. True is consistent, steadfast, loyal, honest, good, right-minded. So let me ask you that question again. Are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Come on. See, those things have to be in us all the time. If we say we're a true disciple, then we must be consistent. That means we're coming to church when those doors are open. We're reading the Bible. We're praying. We're doing what we ought to do as true disciples. Come on, somebody. Come on. I know that we go through seasons. We go through trials. We may miss this and miss that. Amen. But the thing is that we got to stay consistent. We must be steadfast. We must be loyal. Come on. We got to be good All the time. Come on, somebody. Come on. When you, even when you want to feel bad, you still got to be good. Come on, we got it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's what we chose to be, amen. Because we came from that lifestyle. We got tired of who we were to we wanted to be who God created us to be. Amen. And that was to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, Jesus calls us to be true followers. Jesus calls us to be true disciples. Amen. Come on. Someone who is loyal, listen, in obedience. Come on. People don't like to obey. Right? You tell people to do something, they look at you. Can you be a little quiet? Right? I mean, we're driving down the line and it says 25 miles per hour. We like to go 30, right? We don't like to obey. We don't like one please and we take two. Hello? Come on, the thing is, it goes against us. I don't know what it is, amen. When something's there to obey, we want to disobey. Come on. Come on. Just look at your kids. Tell them to do something. They'll do the opposite. Hallelujah. Come on. But we are big kids and still do the same thing. Right? Praise the Lord. Disciples, listen, disciples deny themselves no matter what. Listen, they'll deny themselves, they'll follow even if it doesn't make sense. Right? We say what? Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. That's a follower. Follow, Jesus says, do this, I'll do it. Come on, I'll make you fishers of men. They did it. Anything, if you wanted to be a true follower of Christ, amen, you simply obeyed him. Can somebody say amen? Amen. See, a disciple may think at times, why am I doing this though? Right? Come on, why am I praying? Why am I fasting? And then to fast again? Come on, why? Hello? Come on, don't we question some guys? 3-day fast? Man, he's crazy. Come on. Why read? Right? Why read? Why read the Bible? Amen. Why pay attention? Why pay attention to the preaching? Why love? Hello, come on. Why forgive? Why give? Why love my enemies? Why watch my words? You see, as a disciple and as a follower of Christ, we simply have to follow, listen, and not ask questions. Come on, we tried it our own way. And that's why we're here today. Come on, we try to do it our way. We try to do it, figure out life, amen. And things just didn't happen, amen. We tried it because we weren't obeying it. Come on, a lot of us disobeyed the law and ended up, you know where. Come on. Anybody here have a warrant? No, I'm just playing. Don't raise your hand, amen. Come on, we did things wrong in the world, amen, and we paid the price for our disobedience. Come on, we didn't do it, didn't work it out, amen. But right here, you got to understand, Jesus says, pick up your cross, don't say a thing, and follow me. Somebody say, I follow. But we still say, why? See, all of you guys are saying right now, I follow, but you're like, well, I'm not going to follow. I ain't going to do. Right? Come on, you guys are just obeying right now and saying yes because, you know, everybody else is doing it. Right? We kind of follow the leader right now. You're following the leader right now. The thing is, who are you following? Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Christ, I may not go with you where you go, where you live, but guess who's with you? Christ. So you got to continue to follow Christ. Amen. Don't just follow Pastor R. Don't just follow Paul. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. But we say, why? Amen. How come? Jesus says, pick up your cross. Pick up that cross, boy. Pick up that cross, girl, and just follow me. But if you don't, the scripture I just read says, then you're not a true disciple. You're not a true disciple if you don't deny yourself if you don't pick up your cross, and I add, put on your crown, because there's suffering in following Christ, church. Come on. This ain't a skip in the park, amen. This is, you know what, give your life to Jesus and everything is given to you. No, there's going to be some suffering, amen. If Christ suffered all the way to the cross, what makes you think that we won't suffer for the cross? But he says, if you don't pick up your cross, you don't deny yourself, then you can't really be my true disciple. You're not a true follower. Matthew chapter 4:19 says, and he said, this is Jesus speaking, he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And verse 20 says, the very next verse says, immediately. How fast?
Immediately.
Just like that. Immediately they left their nets and they did what?
Followed him.
Just like that. Just like that. Just met Jesus for the first time. Jesus spoke in authority. Jesus spoke with his power. Jesus spoke to a group of men that he saw something in, amen. Seesaw, hallelujah. They're in the sea, hallelujah. But what he saw inside of them, amen, and he immediately says, you know what? Follow me, amen, and I'll make you fishers of men. Come on. Remember, one of the definitions of follow is to accept as authority. They felt the authority of God when Jesus spoke. They felt something different from any other man that spoke. Come on. Jesus spoke and they dropped their nets. And they immediately follow. My wife was talking about suddenly. Come on, the mighty rushing winds fill that upper room, amen. Come on, suddenly. See, when God speaks and you know it's God, you got to do it immediately. You cannot hesitate. You cannot procrastinate. There's a lot of procrastinators in the church today. You know God's calling you. You know God is speaking and he calls you by your name, yet you hesitate. But you got to immediately just do what he's telling you to do. Imagine if they would have said, why? Imagine the scripture stopped there. Instead of saying, immediately they drop their nets and fall, they'll say, why? I don't want to fish men. Now, if you're a lady, maybe it's a little different for you guys, but I don't want to fish no men. Aren't you glad they didn't, though? Come on. When we say no, church, people stop getting saved. He's looking for true disciples. Come on, you got that clip? Turn off the lights, amen. Check out this clip real quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Man, that teacher was really wacko. You really think I'm gonna beat that guy?
No matter. Wacko teacher added to rest in feast. Stupid, but fact of life. Win, lose, no matter. You make good fight and respect. Then nobody bother.
Hell, they'll bury me where I fall.
Either way, problem solved. Wait right here.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I forgot to give this back to you last night.
You keep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Sir, ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Daniel-san must talk. Walk on the road. Walk right side, safe. Walk left side, safe. Walk middle, sooner or later, get the squish, just like grape. Here, karate, same thing. Either you karate do yes, or karate do no. You karate do guess so, just like grip. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Now ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes. Let's make sacred pact. I promise teach karate. That to my part. You promise learn. I say you do. No question. That to your part. Deal?
Steal?
Yes. First wash all the car. Then wax.
Wax. But what do I have to wash all the car?
Remember, deal. No question.
Yeah, but
right. Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in through nose, out the mouth. Wax on, wax off. Don't forget to breathe. Very important. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off.
Hey, where these cars come from?
Wax on. Detroit! Wax off.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, remember that clip. Amen. Amen. From the original Karate Kid. Amen. Hallelujah. The OG. You know, the actors that you see there, the that were playing and portraying, Mr. Miyagi agrees to teach Danielson karate. And he says after his little speech about life, you know, are you ready? I guess so. I mean, no, you got to be ready for life. You can't be guess so. And so he's a little teaching about life. And he tells him, as you heard, I promise to teach karate. That's my part. You promise to learn. I say, you do, no questions. That's your part. And he tells him, deal? And he said, deal. And he says, first wash all the cars. Right away, he answers with a question, right? Why? Ta-ta! Remember, deal. No questions. Come on. Wax on. Wax off. Wax on. Wax off. No questions. Amen. Wax on. Wax off. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Come on. You see, you come to church, amen, and you give your life to Him, amen, and you want your problems fixed, amen. You want your wife fixed. You want your husband fixed, amen. You want my situation fixed, amen. And we come, we answer the call and says, God, God tells you, I'm going to put everything in your life back together. And He says, give me your life, amen. Let's make a deal, and I'll seal it, right? We answer the altar call, amen. That's why you raised up your hand, right? Anybody raised up their hand when they called for an altar call and you gave your life? Come on. You're coming, and there's something that was inside of me. He told me personally, I'll put your life together if you give me your life. And the way He told me, deal, and I said, deal. Now pastor tells me, come back next week and keep on coming. Come on, we think that we're going to come up to the altar and all your problems get fixed just like that. Wouldn't that be great? Praise the Lord. Amen. Whatever church is doing that, amen, and things are happening, I would go to that church. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it doesn't happen like that. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Come on. Come on. We come back and we think, well, I'll give your life right now. We come and all this stuff. And then the pastor comes and talks to you and says, just keep on coming. Keep on doing. Keep on trusting. Come back again. And then I got to come back again. And again, and keep doing the same thing. Come on. How many know that God will meet your needs? In Luke chapter 16, 24 to 25, Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. No questions. God is the same way with us. Amen. He says, just follow me. You want to be my disciple? If you desire to come after me, amen, then you know what? Pick up your cross. Come on now. Deny yourself. Follow me. No questions. But wait. God, you said you'll bless me. Come on. Now, pastor's saying, I got to forgive people. Come on. I got to give. I got to love. I got to let go. Come on, it doesn't make sense. Amen. Come on. Now he wants me to go on an outreach? Come on. My spouse hasn't turned around. My answers haven't been my prayers haven't been answered yet. But we say, God says, ta-ta. No questions. Wax on. Wax off. Wax on. We're like, why am I doing this? Wax off. He tells you to do this stuff. Come on, read your Bible. Give. Forgive. Come on, do this. Why? No questions. Just keep on doing it. Wax on. Wax on. Somebody say, wax on. Wax off. But we say why. Very important, he said, but breathe. Some of you guys haven't taken a breath. You're just running, and you got to just chill out. Tell your neighbor, chill out. Someone take a deep breath right now. Let it go. Come on, we don't even take time out just to just take a breather. We're just on the go. Right when we get up, boom. Especially those that have babies and kids, man. Your day just starts off like, oh, man, here we go. There we go. You ready? Poof. Come on. And we're not asking questions. This is part of life now. We just get up and we flow. Why you do this? Hey, no questions. Get the bottle. Get this. Diaper. But we still say, why? We've all said why. Come on, let's just get real here. Come on, we feel the call of God. We felt like he really talked to us. We felt, you know what? I'm going to do something in your life. I'm going to change your life. I'm going to deliver you. Amen. I'm going to set you free. Amen. And we do these things. Amen. We feel the altar call. And now we're giving instructions what we ought to do. Amen. It says, just do this. It's going to happen. And you're doing it. And we still say, why? Why are these things happening in my life? We have to understand, church, that disciples are not born. Disciples are made. Matthew chapter 28, 19 to 20 says this. It says this. Therefore, go make disciples. It doesn't say go find them. Go make them. Hallelujah. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. You see, we want God. We want answers. We ask God why. When we ask God why, he gives us a task. Come on, right? We ask God why, and he tells you to pray. We ask God why, he tells you to read. He tells you to love, forgive, give, move on, let go. Come on, if you mess up, you get up. Like Daniel's son. Why am I washing these cars? And then I got to wax them too? Listen, you may not always have the full picture. You may not have the full understanding of the whys we do certain things in our faith. So wax on. Wax off. Wax on. Wax off. And it may even seem repetitious at first. Amen. You may have no idea at first what's going on. But what you're doing, as you're learning, amen, as you're following. Listen, church. If you have any chance of winning this race, of finishing this course called life, serving God, amen. You have to learn how to follow directions first. Come on. Some of us don't even want to follow directions, right? Come on, here's the direction. Your spouse says, I got it. Right? Come on, especially during Christmas, amen. They want the kids, things put together, and the husband goes, I got it, I know how to do this. And then we always have things left over. Yeah, extra. If you read the instructions and the directions, amen, they say one part extra and you have 20 parts, amen. And you're wondering why they're riding the toy like this. Come on. But if you want to win this course called life, if you want to really be successful, if you really want to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, if you really want to be a follower, if I'm talking to anybody in this place, amen, you have to follow in the directions first. That's why no one likes to read their Bible. Because God tells you what you do. And sometimes we don't read that because we don't want to do it. Mr. Miyagi knew what he was doing with Daniel's son. There was something behind it. If you know the whole movie, you understand the wax on, the wax off, the sanding the floor, amen, and all the other things that he made him do. But he was teaching him because he started to follow directions. Listen, God knows what he's doing as well. Come on, somebody. Come on. And he's true to his word. What he said he'll do, he'll do. Whatever he sends his word to accomplish, it will get accomplished, church. You just got to do your part. Tell your neighbor, do your part. Listen, I did it my way for years. Come on. And now I've been following Jesus for 29 plus years, amen. For the years, amen. Come on, I followed him. I followed God, amen. For years, I listened to my pastor. I listened to my leaders. They tell me, read your word. Come on, Art, pray, Art. Fast, Art. Forgive, Art. Let go. Even when it didn't make sense, I kept on, okay, wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. Some of you guys are not even putting wax no more. So that means you're not taking it off. You ever put wax on a car and just leave it? It doesn't accomplish a do if you only put wax on and you don't take it off, right? Sometimes we do one part, yet we won't follow up with the other part. And see, if we're going to have success in our walk with God, then we simply have to follow the very directions of God to the T. Come on, there's no Mickey Mousing your way to heaven, church. Come on, you're not that good. Come on, somebody. Come on, we're not that good, amen. We're not that perfect, amen. We need his grace. Come on. We can't be playing with it, amen. We can't just do one part and not do another part. We have to follow directions to the T if you want to make it in. Come on. Even Christ knew that, right? In the garden, is there another way we can do this? That's why he stopped and prayed at the garden. Is there another way that this cup of suffering can be taken away from me? He goes, no, this is the only way. Come on, there has to be a shedding of blood for the forgiveness of sin. Come on, there's no shortcuts in the kingdom of God, church. The same road that he walked, we must walk. But let me tell you, you follow directions, you learn. You'll get. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I did all kinds of things in the church. I helped out where it's needed. I ushered at conferences, amen. I worked in the nursery. I was on the worship team. I was a Bible study leader. And there was times I was wondering, why am I doing all this? I didn't want to preach. I didn't even want to be a pastor. I just wanted to preach. I like preaching. I do. You see, my intent was never to be a pastor at first. I just wanted to preach. I thought that was cool, amen, to go up there and just preach, amen, and get people just roused up for Jesus. So I really wanted to be an evangelist at first. That was my first feeling of what I wanted to do, amen. I wanted to preach, amen, and not deal with people. Pastor, they're yours, hallelujah. Now they do it to me, amen, hallelujah. Come on, I just want to come, rouse things up, amen, cast devils out and say, okay, see you guys. Next. I'm to the next city. I'm going to the next church, amen. I'm going to the next group of people, amen. I didn't want to counsel. I didn't want to sit with people. I didn't want to hear problems. I just wanted to preach. My wife wasn't looking for a pastor as a husband. She just wanted a saved man and good looking. She got it, amen. No. Come on, we think, amen. Why do I have to do all this, amen, just to make my marriage better? Why do I have to do all this to make him or her better? Change this, change that. Instead, God tells us, wax on, wax off. Outreach, Bible study, help clean up, attending meetings, teach kids, pick up someone for church, share your faith. Come on, as my brother was saying over here, share your faith, the gospel, invite somebody to church. Why? Ta-ta! No questions. Come on. Through all that, God was teaching me. Through Bible study, through worship, through even, come on, nursery worker, amen. Through conference working, all the stuff he was teaching. He was preparing me to be a better husband. He was preparing me to be a better father, amen. He was changing me, changing her. Come on, God was doing, he says, I'll do all that. That's my part. God was teaching me as I follow, wax on, wax off. Asking no questions. I understood. I know not everyone in this place is going to be a pastor of a church. But I know that someone is. One thing for sure, everyone here is called to be a disciple and a follower of Christ. Come on. Everyone is called to follow and lead. Lead your family, lead your son, lead your daughter, lead your brother, lead your friend, sister-in-law, in-laws, outlaws, co-workers, whatever. Come on, we're here to lead. We're here to show them Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Come on, we got to teach the world because the world's coming after your kids. Your world's coming after your children, coming after your family, coming after your aunts and uncles. The world's coming and say, follow me to destruction. No, follow me to eternal life. Follow me as I follow Christ. The history of disciple making, come on, the history of discipleship, amen, this is all about training, sacrifice, suffering, and being an example. Follow me as I follow Christ. Remember, it's through these original, the OG disciples, church, that this world was changed and turned upside down. It was a group of fishermen that he went and says, "If you come on, drop your nets. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." And immediately they said, come on, they're there fishing. They didn't ask questions. They didn't say nothing. They simply just went like that and boom, and here we are because of them. Because of these 12 that answered the call of God. These 12, amen, that did not question. These 12 that recognized something different in his voice. God, this man has authority. Man, when he said, follow me, I could not say no. I could not say why. I said, let's go. When you know it's God, you've got to go. When you know it's God, you got to drop what you're doing. You got to drop your drugs. You got to drop your alcohol. You got to drop who you are and say, you know what? I'm done with that old man. I'm done with that old woman. I'm going. Man, we had background music there for a little bit. I thought I was going to break out in a song right now. Maybe start doing some pop locking or something. Come on, church. But what we do, we go back and we grab the very things that we dropped. And we're wondering why we're still shackled. We're wondering why in my life I'm going through struggle. We're wondering why God don't answer our prayers. Because you're not simply following directions. God says, follow me. Follow me. Drop your nets. Drop your worries. Stop your complaining. No questions. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. I'm pretty sure that that scene, Jesus just turned. He didn't even look behind. He knew they were following him. He didn't say, he didn't go like this. At least one.
Nobody's coming.
He knew who he was. They knew who he was on the very moment he spoke. You know when it's God, church. You know why you raised your hand. You know where you were, church. And God says, drop your nets and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I will turn your world upside down. I will fix your home. I will save your children. I will fix your marriage. I'll put all your finances back in order if you drop your nets and you follow me. We can't hesitate, church. We can't just say, I don't know yet. He even said, one of them, follow me. Let the dead bury the dead. Follow me. Can I just go home? Can I say bye to mom? Let's go. Can I go have a party first? One more night in the town on Las Vegas? One more night. One more. I'll follow tomorrow. We like to gamble with our lives, church. But you may not wake up tomorrow. The Bible says no one's promised tomorrow. How do you have the assurance that you can go party one more time and then go ahead and pick up the cross later? See, the day you drop that cross is the day that you might die. God says, you want to be my disciple? You want to be my follower? Then deny yourself. Pick up your cross. And follow me. And he turns. He doesn't matter who follows. He says, this is who. If you want to be my disciple, just follow me. I'm not going to beg you.
Come on now.
I'm not going to say, come on. Yeah. I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to buy you a taco after church. I don't think Jesus bought anybody tacos after church when he was saying, follow me. Follow me and I'll buy you a taco. They simply followed. Now we say, okay, God, I'll join you. I'll join that church. But what do I get? Yeah. Well, what is it for me? Come on, what do I get? I'm going to give you salvation. I'm going to give you life. I'm going to forgive you of all your sins. Isn't that enough? Yet we want him to do more and more and more. Yet we don't want to even pick up our Bible and read the word. We don't want to even get out of our beds to pray. Yet we want him to do all this for you. Come on. Wax on. Wax off. Why am I doing all this, God? Don't worry, son. Don't worry, daughter. You'll see. I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind. Come on. These are the ones that turn the world upside down simply because they dropped their nets immediately and followed him. Come on. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Come on, Matthew 8:28-19. Go and make disciples. Listen, if you're ever going to change your world upside down, you're ever going to change your life, you must say, I must be a follower that follows. Be a disciple that follows. Come on, even if it doesn't make sense, I follow. Wax on, wax off. Training, I follow. Sacrifice, I follow. Suffering, I follow. Being the example, I follow. 1 Peter 5:5-7 says this, in the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. All of you, dress yourself in humility as you relate to one another. For it is God who opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all. Somebody say, give all.
Give all.
Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Listen, no matter what hits our life, church, I follow. Come on, COVID came, I followed. Come on, situations are hitting our world, I still follow. I don't get worried. I don't lose doubt. I don't give up. I don't quit. I don't stop. I follow, church. We got to follow, amen. Because you're going to have to learn how to follow Christ now, because when it all happens, amen, that's what you're going to need to be doing, amen, if you're going to make it in. Come on, when they come with you and all this comes and the end times hit our church, our world, and it's going now, church, and the rapture happens, amen. You got to understand, if you don't get caught up, man, you got to keep following. Come on. There's certain things that we got to get right now, church, before God picks up His church. He's going to pick up followers, not maybes. Not Sunday Christians. Not even Wednesday Christians. He's picking disciples that worship Him all the time. Come on, He's not just going to pick up His church on Sunday. As long as I'm in church on Sunday, I'll make it, you know. He can come on Monday. Come on. Come on, Monday, when you have that attitude, okay, you're going to wake up good this time. You don't want to wake up on that bad day when He comes. Church, I follow, church. 1 Peter 5:8-11 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm in Him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering that you are. And in His kindness, God will call you to share in His eternal glory by the means of Jesus Christ. So that after you suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you. And He will place you on a firm foundation. Amen. To all the power to Him forever. Come on, we go through all kinds of suffering, church. But if we follow, He's going to get us through. He's going to restore. He's going to support. He is going to strengthen you. God will be with you. Jesus will be with us. Amen. The Holy Spirit's always with us as we follow. Someone say, I follow. What is a true disciple, church? Come on. It's a complete abandonment of anything and everything that may cause distractions from the call of God. Come on. A complete abandonment. You got to empty yourself, church. If you're holding on to some things of the world and holding on to this and holding on to Julio, oh, he's going to change. He's going to get saved, amen. But hold on to Julio, amen. You know, we're praying, amen. We're holding on, amen. If that person is keeping you away from God, then that person needs to go. Let me tell you, you ain't going to change nobody by marrying them. Hello. You marry a man of God. You marry a woman of God. You don't search for one and say, I hope they turn good. It will not work. Come on, church. If you're holding on to something and you're not letting go, church, you're not a true disciple. You got to let go of the distractions and abandon yourself completely to God. That's a true follower. He gave up everything. Listen, for you, you got to give up everything for Him. God, I'm yours. I abandon myself from any distraction that takes me away from You. God, I am completely Yours, and I want You and You alone. When you empty yourself, then you start to experience what life is. Come on, the blessings of God. But with those blessings come suffering, church. But through those sufferings, you know that as I keep on waxing on and waxing off, oh, God's going to come through again. Something's about to happen. Amen. God, I'm not giving up. I'm going through a time right now in my life, man. It doesn't make sense why I'm coming and why I'm doing what I'm doing. But God, I'm just going to keep on doing what You told me to do. come on, he says, in this world, you're going to face many trials and tribulations. But he says, you know what? Be a good cheer. I've overcome the world. Come on, keep waxing on. Keep waxing off, church. Something's about to happen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Come on. Let me tell you what discipleship is not about. It's not about what's in it for you. What's in it for me? What do I get out of it? I'll serve God if. You ever did that to God?
No.
Oh, man, there's many Christians that have done that. We may say no right now, but you did it one time, you know. Come on. Come on. I know. Come on. Come on. I want to follow, but remember, ta-ta. No questions. I'm getting pretty good at that, huh? No questions. Church, we gotta surrender everything to God. If you've seen the movie, man, you gotta go watch the OG movie. You wonder why he taught him that. And he came to a point of Danielson that he was sanding the floor and he was doing all these things and the wax on and he got mad. And he said, he washed all the cars. All the cars are shiny. They look beautiful, man. Amen. And he's standing there. Why is this? And then he started to attack him. Mr. Miyagi just went down. He went, wah, 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 wax on, wax on. And then he understood. He was teaching him karate without him knowing that he was teaching him. By the instructions and the wax on. And I mean, you got to see the movie. I don't know all those moves that he did. Amen. I should have just watched the whole movie. That way I can let you know I've seen it. Amen. But you understand what he was doing. And he thought he was just laboring for him, but he was teaching him. Church, sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but all of a sudden the devil comes and you're like, wah, wah, okay. Wah, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Woo! Right? You know, like, whoa, that's what it's all about. That's for the quick knockout, right? The devil, ah.
Come on now.
I got to be careful. I'm 60 years old, amen. I got to be doing those things.
That's retirement, Pastor.
Retirement, Pastor, is a little bit more crazier, amen. Hallelujah. But that's why you learn. So when the enemy comes and the storms are coming, you're wondering, why am I doing all this? And pretty soon you're just fighting devils and you're defending your family and you're winning what you need to win. You're not giving in. You're breaking those things. You're breaking those things. You're telling the devil where he needs to go. Amen. You're standing on the ground. And you're understanding, devil, you can huff and puff all you want. I'm standing right here on the solid rock. Amen. And you keep fighting for your family because I'm not going to ask questions. He has all the answers.
Amen.
I'm not going to question him why I have to do this. If God said it, I'll do it.
Amen.
And that's how we got to be, church. Come on, let's be successful in the things we do by building and now by following, church. But it starts with I. It starts with you. Come on, let's all stand up.